Chapter 2. How to Grow a Brain. By the time I cradled Mrs. Gray's brain in my hands, I had already benefited from several years of medical education at Harvard and Johns Hopkins. I knew that a brain like Mrs. Gray's carried with it undeniable liabilities. Examining her mottled and shrunken cortex, I could see why Mrs. Gray's mental capacity had declined in her final years. With the destruction of neurons and synapses, the deterioration of fiber bundles, and the collapse of blood vessels, no doubt she would have struggled to think, to remember the names of loved ones, to navigate from her home to the grocery store, and to recall what she needed once she got there. And yet there were so many unanswered questions. Would Mrs. Gray's brain look different if she'd lived differently? How much different? What exactly would she have had to do? Countless scientists have worked over the years to produce the research proving that brain shrinkage is tied to memory loss and other cognitive problems, and that certain actions, like the treatment of vascular diseases, may help slow such decline. It's an area I found so fascinating that in 2009, several colleagues and I conducted an exhaustive review of the literature and documented the hows and whys in a paper published in the medical journal Nature Reviews Neurology. That paper provided a concise explanation of all the factors that push us into cognitive decline late in life. In short, our research showed late-life dementia results from a constellation of genetic and environmental factors, from certain Alzheimer's-related genes to obesity, diabetes, hypertension, head trauma, systemic illnesses, and obstructive sleep apnea, all of which work to shrink the brain. It was a rather tidy summation of just what causes brain shrinkage, and it offered something of a recipe for helping the average person reduce his or her chances of meeting such a fate. The next question, of course, was, could we go beyond that? It's one thing to slow the pace of brain aging, but could we take it one step further and grow the brain, even a healthy brain? To find out, I dove into the research of the day, reviewing some 2,000 medical journal articles. My focus was primarily